All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Sukkos today, even though Yom Kippur comes first, but I don't know if we're ever going to talk about Sukkos, if we're going to have another opportunity, and also because I just had to give a Chomer LeDrush call on Sukkos, so that's what I have. You know, most Yom Tovim have a very clear theme to them. Rosh Hashanah has a theme of Malchus and Din. Someone came over to me on Rosh Hashanah and said, like, where in the Tefillah can I put in my Bakashos? Like, I have things I want to ask for, and it doesn't seem that there's any room in the Tefillah in Rosh Hashanah for it. So yeah, you're right. It's all about Malchus Shemayim. And when you're Malchus Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you develop a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, Memele, everything works out. And then I was driving in the car yesterday, and I was listening to Rabbi Tzalev Udinsky, and he said that someone asked him the same question. And he said, you can't tell a person that there's no place for Bakashos on Rosh Hashanah. You have to check someone's Yichus if they think that there's no place for Bakashos on Rosh Hashanah. I'm like, oh, whoops. but the theme of Rosh Hashanah is clearly about Malchus and Din. Yom Kippur is clearly about Kapara, Pesach Leitzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos about Matan Torah, Sukkos, Zman Simchasenu. But what exactly is it that we're happy about? Right, so Machlokas Tanayim, you know, there's no Machlokas in all Masechus Pesach and what exactly we're celebrating with Pesach. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Game over, nothing to discuss. And yet, in Sukkos, we have this whole Machlokas. Is it Adnani HaKavod? Is it Sukkos Mamish? It's sort of like shrouded in mystery what exactly this great Simcha is all about. Furthermore, at the end of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, according to Rashi in the name of the Medrash, Hashem is very sad at the end of Sukkos. Lashon chiba huzeh, kibanim anem v'tarim me'aviyem, v'hu omer lehem, kosha lai predaschem, ikvu od yom echad. Hashem says it's so difficult to separate from you. Stay one more day. And that's how Shmini Atzeres was born. So, and that's based on the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Nun Hey. Why is there no similar sentiment expressed at the end of like every Yom Tov? Like Hashem will say, you know, it's been tough. It's tough to leave you. It's tough to leave you at the end of Pesach. It's tough to leave you at the end of Shavuos. Dafka at the end of Sukkos, it's Koshalai Predaschem. So Pasha Pshat, it's because it's not just Sukkos. It's Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, and then Sukkos. So we've had like this ongoing closeness. But maybe there's another approach as well. Now, it is possible that the fundamental idea of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and I think this carries through everything, that relates to Sukkos is the idea of Achdus, that the Jewish people come together as a single unit. When we achieve Kapara, that comes about because we manage to come together with each other. And that's what we do right before Yom Kippur. That's what the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch write. You have to ask Mechila. The Torah writes why? Because it's a great Kitrug in Shemayim when Klal Yisrael is not getting along with each other. It's not because you need to achieve Mechila so that Aver is off your list. You have plenty of other Aver still on your list, right? No, the point is that there's a Kitrug of the Satan when people aren't getting along, when people aren't B'Shalom with each other. The unique simcha of Chag HaSukkos is the feeling of togetherness that comes about from everything that preceded the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And maybe that runs through everything. You know, Rav Naftali Yeager, the Rosh Yeshiva Sheher Yashuv, once pointed out that there's, and this must be in other Svarim, in that there's an incredible contrast between the way we describe sitting in Sukkah and the way the Umos HaOlam try to fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in Sukkah. A famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel, that Amru Lefanav, that the Umos HaOlam in the end of days are going to say, Ribono Shel Olam, Tnei Lanu Merosh V'Na'asena, give us the Torah again, we're going to do it this time. Hashem says, okay, Misha Tarach Verav Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos, Misha Tarach Verav Shabbos, Neichon Yochel B'Shabbos. Look, you didn't put in any of the work. And they said, Afal Pikein, Hashem says, Afal Pikein, Mitzvah Kali Yeshli V'Sukkah Shema. I'll still give you another chance, even though you don't deserve it. I'll give you another chance. I have one Mitzvah Kali, it's Sukkah. So they went and they made a sukkah, and look how the Gemara describes: Miyad kol echad ve'echad notel v'holech va'osa sukkah barosh gago. Kol echad ve'echad of the Umos HaOlam, and of course Baruch Hu was makdir leim chama b'tkufas tamuz v'kol echad ve'echad mevait besukasa, and every one of them. Contrast that with sukkah daf chav zayin and beis. How do we describe Klal Yisrael? That Kol Yisrael, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos Melameid, Shekol Yisrael Ruyim Leishu B'Sukkah Achas. That Kol Yisrael sits in Sukkah altogether. On the pasuk of the Karbanos of Sukkos, Rashi, Bamidbar Perachavtes, pasuk Lam Nevav, Rashi quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, Limda Torah Derech Eretz. You know what the Karbanos of Sukkos is like when it's Nismait V'Holech, L'Pari Achag, or Nismait V'Holech? He says, you know what it's a mashal to? Mish Yeshu Achsenai. Someone has a guest. Yom Rishon Yechila Petumos, L'machar Machila Dagim, L'machar Machila Bas Behema, L'machar Machila Kitnios, L'machar Machila Yarek, Poches V'Holeich, Kipare Achak. that he goes down in terms of what he gives. But look at the mashal that they gave for the for Sukkot is hosting another person, reaching out to other people. And that's the message that we derive from Karbanos of Sukkot. There's a group of mitzvahs that we do on Pesach also, Pesach, Matzah, and Marah, and they're done together. There's a group of mitzvahs on Sukkot, Esro, Glulav, Hadas, and Maravos, but those are done together. But unlike on Pesach, where each element is somewhat independent, on Sukkot, or perhaps independent, on Sukkot, the most beautiful esrog in the world is completely worthless unless it has a set of aravos that go along with it. There has to be this sense, and that's what the Midrashim talk about, that the Dalet Minim are this igud of Klal Yisrael representing the different type of Jews. The Chassam Sofer points out, he says, you know, in general, in Judaism, we prefer the right hand. More chashivus is given to the right. So the Gemara discusses, why is it that we take the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left? The esrog is much more chashuv. So the Gemara says, because the lulav contains gimel minim and the esrog is only one. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's a message over there, that no matter who the yachid is, a tzibur is always more chashuv than the yachid. And maybe that's why we have a mitzvah of hakel on Yom Tov of Sukkot. What better time could there be to gather together all the men, women, and children of Klal Yisrael than on the Yom Tov that represents the gathering together of all of Klal Yisrael? And maybe even Al Pi Derech Drush, the structure of the Sukkah itself and all the halachos of the Sukkah are sort of a model of what it means to feel a sense of togetherness. The halacha is, Emein Defanos Magiyos Leschach, the Sukkah is still kasher. Gurachas Mechisto, Gurasik Mechisto, Dofen Akuma, Lavid. What is all of that? That there are gaps, there are holes, there are places that aren't filled in, parts of the Sukkah that aren't close to each other, and yet we view it as if it is. Meaning, sometimes Klal Yisrael is not in close physical proximity to each other. We're scattered in Dalet Kanfos Haaretz, but there's a feeling of togetherness, a feeling of unity, despite physical distance. And maybe, it's interesting that when Kodesh Baruch Hu takes leave of us, he says, Kashalai predaska, not predasenu. Your separation is difficult. Hashem is not talking about our separation from him. Maybe it's our separation from each other. Any child that is not an only child that has siblings knows that there's one surefire way to aggravate his parents more than anything else, and that is fight with your brothers and sisters. You could do anything. You know, there's nothing that gets under a parent's skin more than when the and there's no greater nachas on the flip side than when a parent sees that all the kids are getting along with each other. You know, when it's rare, let's say in my family, my parents' family, it's rare that all five of us, I have four siblings, that all five of us are ever together at the same in the same place at the same time. I have a sister in Florida, I have a brother in California, a sister in Eretz Yisrael, now two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. I'm in Northwood. It's rare that we're all together at the same time. But the look on my parents' face when we are, like, that's priceless. You know, when Sakosh Baruch, Kashalai, not so much pray to Seinu, Kashalai pray daschem. It's after seeing Klal Yisrael come together, it's hard to see us go our separate ways. So Sukkot commemorates the Anane HaKavod. That's how we paskin, like Rav Elazar. The Zohar paskins like Rav Elazar. It's Anane HaKavod. In the Midbar, we experienced great miracles. The man and Be'er, no yanta for those. The man was Bezuchos Moshe Rabbeinu. The Be'er, Bezuchos Miriam. Anane HaKavod, Bezuchos Aaron HaKohen, the Oiv Shalom V'Rodiv Shalom. Because that's what Sukkot is about. Sukkot is about coming together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. There's a beautiful story I heard from my friend Rabbi Yechiel Weberman. He told me a story about the Satmar Rebbe. I don't recall it being in the biographies of the Satmar Rebbe that I wrote, but it's a beautiful story. If you know anything about Satmar Chassidim, well, if you know two things about Satmar Chassidim, one of the things that you know is that they excel in Chesed. To an incredible degree. If you are ever had the misfortune of knowing someone who's in a hospital for an extended stay, particularly over a Shabbos, over a Yantiv, it's incredible what Satmar Chassidim do. And that really came from the top. Just like everything else came from the top, that came from the top. That came from Rabbi Eilish, from the Satmar Rebbe. So the story Rabbi Weberman told me, that there was a Chassid, a Satmar Chassid was an Almon. His wife passed away, and someone had suggested a shidduch of an almana from California who had six children. And this almana, he doesn't know anyone in California, he doesn't know how he's going to find out. So he called the Rebbe, and he asked the Rebbe if he could find out. So the Rebbe said, yeah, I have chassidim in California, I have a guy that I can call, sounds like he lives in the same neighborhood, I mean, no problem. I'll call. So the Satmar Rebbe calls up his chassid in California, and he says, I have this guy in Almon. He was read a shidduch for an almana, 6 children. What can you tell me about her? And the chassid says, no problem, Rebbe. Give me 2 days. I'll do all the research. I'll get back to you. It will be. I definitely, you know, will be able to find out whatever you need to know. I'll have all the answers to all your questions. And then, to his surprise, the chassid could hear the Rebbe like sobbing on the other end of the phone. He says, did I say anything to upset you? What happened? And Rabbi Elish says, I understand. You call yourself a chassid? How could it be that there's an almana with 60 somim who lives in your neighborhood and you don't know anything about them? If you don't know anything about them, it means you haven't done anything to help them. A chassid of mine can't be so immune to the feeling, the pain of other Jews. The Yom Tov Sukkot is a time, you know, it's an amazing thing. The Jewish people are a very, very special people. I don't know if you realize this. A lot of times people think, like, you go into Rabban, and I've mentioned this to you, I think, already, even though we're still at the beginning of the year. This is one of the things I repeat a lot. People will say, oh, isn't Rabban so hard? You see people at their worst. You also see people at their best, and you see how great the Jewish people are. Last year, this time, Shabbat Shuvah, it was my son's bar mitzvah Shabbat Shuvah. So I gave a Shabbat Shuvah drasha, and I thought I did a great job. I thought it was an awesome drasha. And people told me afterwards, oh, you spoke great, Rabbi, excellent drasha, fine. You know, I was really great with it. And then and that's rare. Usually I don't do a drasha. So then I went home that night and I started thinking to myself, oh, I was thinking, this is pretty good. And then I started getting texts from people. Here's what happened. In the drasha, I just mentioned in passing, it wasn't even in my notes, I just mentioned it in passing, that there were 3 people in the room at the time. I didn't identify them because they all wanted to remain anonymous. That there were 3 people in the room at the time that I was giving my drasha that called me every Erev Yantiv, a couple of weeks before Yantiv, and ask if I could find them a family that they could sponsor for Yantiv. A family that has trouble making Yantiv, that they could buy clothing for all the kids, shoes for all the kids, food, whatever they need for Yantiv. Electric bill. Ad kidei kach, when I had one family that couldn't pay their electric bill, so he said everything, soup to nuts, because my family is going to experience a yantif. I want to make sure that I provide that same. So I just mentioned that because I was so inspired by that. Right, that night I got 5 texts from other people. I want to do that too. And then I realized what an awful drasha it was, because what you have around this time of year is you have people who are receptive, and all you need to do is make a suggestion. It's a good idea for rabbis to know. All you need to do is tell them what to do. I didn't even do that. I gave a whole Shabbat Shuvah drasha talking about Luchos Rishonos and Shniyos and Matan Torah and whatever. I didn't tell them how to be better people. It was by accident that it slipped out that there are 3 people that are big tzaddikim. And everyone said, I want to be a tzaddik too. Because that's what a Jew wants to do. Not everyone could afford to do that, obviously. But that's what a Jew wants to do. They want to be able to help other people. And that's what we're working toward. That's what we're working toward throughout this entire season. Because we achieve it to a great degree. We feel a certain sense of togetherness at the end of Ne'ilah and then going into to Yom Tov Sukkot. And halavai, we should be able to keep that throughout the entire year.